So this second tune, the purpose, I just explained. When you will go over it, you'll see. It's for it's homework, right? To the difference of the leg of the dog, the frog in the well needs more long breath, because the melody is such that you can't really cut as easily as you cut the leg of the duck. And this one, already, you know, it has. So, and the other thing is that I made, since we worked a lot with that one on the cuts, things that might, as I said, destabilize your grip, I decided that that one would work on that one for the double. On jump of octaves. It's more complicated tune. So not only the A is resonating and it has to, the jump of octave has to be clear, jump of octave, but also roll on the G, but also sometimes I play it. And then back to the cuts, but cut on this finger. This finger has hard work in this tune. Sometimes with a roll, sometimes not. First section without roll, or first section with roll. And there's lots of solutions to breathe, lots of places, and you have to be quick. And also, the cuts. It's a good example how to change the cuts to bring more variety. It's almost nothing, but as Stephen Preston, I told someone last time, English flute, baroque flute player, told me, flute is made of small things. Cut there, or first cut here, second in the roll here, and third here. Or first here, second with a key, third here. Cut on the G roll with this. You know, so there are hundreds of possibilities. Then you have to make choices. There again. Same cut. Or 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.